Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and picks off Lapon. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. Murray drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wirtz out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball four. Zernial moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski bunts towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. Zernial moves to third. Limmer moves to second. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Groth reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Evers reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Callaway moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Evers scores. Swift moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a line drive towards the mound. Kellner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball four. Swift moves to third. Trucks moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift scores. Trucks scores. Kell moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Limmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murray takes first base on ball 4. Kline moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kline fields it and throws to second for the out. Lapon moves to third. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Groth reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Joe Coleman now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive towards first. Callaway catches it and throws to second to double up Murray. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Don Callaway. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Evers steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to third. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Wirtz moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Groth moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Joost reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Pretty, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Joost moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Tigers. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.